I'm going to demonstrate scanned synthesis with a string model. And the string model is shown here in this diagram. And it's a finite element string model where we've represented the string by a sequence of 128 masses connected together with springs. Here's actually a physical finite element string model, where we have a real string and little masses attached to it. And you can pluck this string and it will vibrate, or you can grab one of the masses haptically and shake it, and it will also vibrate. But we are not going to use a real finite element model. We're going to simulate this model in the computer, and you can see the each dot on the screen represents one of the masses in the finite element model. Now, we have added to the normal string model two things. In a normal string, you just have tension between the masses. To each mass, we've added what we call a centering spring going from the mass to ground, and we've added a damper to absorb energy from these masses, so that we can control this. And in fact, in the computer simulation, we can control about everything in this model. So one other thing we do is to apply haptic forces to any of the elements in the model. Now, there are essentially two ways that you can play this string, and the same two ways that I demonstrated with the real finite element model. You can either pluck the string by displacing it to an initial displacement and then releasing it and letting it vibrate, or you can apply haptic forces to the elements and push the string in directions to make the sound that you want. Now let's go over to the computer. The string is now at rest, and let me first demonstrate the plucked version. And so we will displace this string into a sinusoidal shape, so that now the elements are in this sinusoidal shape. And we can now release the string, and I'll slow down the vibrations a little bit. And so you can see the string gradually decaying away. And the way it decays will be strongly determined by the damping and the centering. Now, the way I'm controlling this computer element is with the sticks of the radio baton that is over here. And the blue stick will displace the string and let it decay. And the yellow stick will control the damping, so we have very little damping here. And we have a lot of damping there. And the strength of the centering springs, so that on the left, there will be very little of the yellow ball. There will be very little centering force. And on the right, there will be a lot of centering force. So now, let's turn on the sound and get an idea of what this sounds like. So let's start with a very simple string where the initial condition is this sinusoid, and it just decays about like a normal string would decay. Here it'll be fast, here's slow. And now, what is the pitch that you're hearing? Well, the pitch is determined not by how the string decays, but rather by how rapidly we scan the string in this scanned synthesis. And the scanning rate is controlled independently of the string vibrations by where we hit the string in the left-right direction in the blue baton. So on this side there'll be low pitches, and on this side there'll be high pitches. And now, let's make the timbre more interesting. And the way we make the timbre of the percussive sounds more interesting is primarily to control the centering and damping, and in particular to increase the centering. So I'll now move over and have more centering. So the sound and the complexity of the sound wave both have gotten much more interesting. And I would also mention that the centering for different elements can be different. And in this particular model, the centering for all the elements is zero at this end and maximum at this end. And how big the maximum is depends on the position of the yellow stick in this particular setup. So you'll notice when I turn up the centering that the action in the string will move to the left-hand end, because there the springs are weaker and you have more, the centering springs are weaker and you have more opportunity for the things to vibrate. So you can see there the action moved clear to the left-hand end. So I think that gives a good illustration of the percussive sounds. Now, of course, the sound itself also depends on how you pluck the string, which in this case is the initial shape of the string. So we can go over to a different shape of pluck. We're plucking a sine wave before. Now let's pluck a pulse wave. So now the initial shape is a pulse like that. And we release it. And of course the centering still affects the pulse. But in general, the pulse gives a different range of timbres. You'll notice that this pulse, when we've released it, tends to move in two directions at once. We can take a different pulse where the initial conditions the pulse looks the same, but when we release it, you'll find that it tends to move mostly to the right. So there it is, and now we'll release it. Well, we have a number of other initial conditions which I won't illustrate here, but in the piece of music that we'll play with this that Richard Boulanger has composed, we will he will call upon all these different pulse shapes, or most of them, to get different timbres in the piece. Now, as I said, you can also play this string by haptically putting force onto the elements. And so we'll now illustrate that. Go over to the force hammer. And in the force hammer, the position of the red stick in the left to right position will determine where we apply the hammer force. So you can see that the hammer is being applied right here. Of course, when the string begins to wiggle, then the dynamics of the string obscure the hammer, but when I just do it lightly, you can see it. And there's only one force being applied to one element in the string, pushing it down, but it's a variable force. But actually, we have two hammers here, and I'll separate those two so that you can see them. And so here we have one hammer pointing down and the other hammer pointing up. And if we move these hammers around, we get very different effects. So this is a timbre which is exceedingly malleable, and one can shape the timbre over the course of a musical note during a composition. And again, the scanning rate, which is controlled by where we hit the radio baton with the blue ball, is completely independent of the string motion, so we can have timbres at different pitches.